Have you ever read Akira?
No. I keep meaning to, but never really got round to it.
Oh man, Akira's great. Shock, hot take.
Wow, controversial opinion.
Controversial. But yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, I don't know. I think part of it was the giant phone book volumes, but
Yeah. You're reading One Piece. Shut the fuck up.
fair, fair. Yeah, I'm 400 odd issues through that at the moment. Yeah, my varied marathons, of course, X-Men. I think almost 50% through the new 52.
I am surprised that you're hitting Bendis so soon.
I know it keeps feeling so weird that it's this near. So yeah, oh yeah, I'm 750 issues through exactly 750 issues through the new 52. I'm just a big chunk of Green Lantern, which I enjoyed for Geoff Johns Green Lantern, and I was worried that it would have aged terribly. I'm not going all the way back to the start of that, the kind
Yeah.
of him and Ethan Van Sciver era, but it's been all right. And then yeah, One Piece and reading some Peanuts as well. Because yeah, like Emma's parents got me the Essential Peanuts volume, which looked in reviews like it was the same size as those Fantagraphics
Yeah.
ones. No, it is a massive
Tome.
face tome. Like the thing itself is huge, and then it comes with a little folder which has some little postcards and things like that. It's amazing. And I've always been a bit of a Peanuts fan, so
I love peanuts.
yeah, that Charlie Brown, what a blockhead,
That Charlie Brown, how I hate him.
eh? Perfect first strip.
Yeah.
That's just so good. Oh well, yes. Right.
But yeah, I finished
Well.
the first one of Akira yesterday, and I'm gonna crack on to the second, which because like this is the good shit.
Yeah, so I was thinking of checking out some classics that I missed that I just never got round to back during my comic shop days or anything. Let's see, where is it? So I have put a bunch of things on here, including like Optic Nerve. I did end up putting Akira on here for future reading. Hate, Black Hole, all of those kind of things. Yeah, Love
Oh
and
man.
Rockets.
Oh, okay. Love and Rockets is kind of I find Love and Rockets difficult to get into because it's kind of tracking it down, but like, oh man, Black Hole is great. And
Yeah, I.
it's teen drama, so like it's basically your it's your kind of manna from heaven.
Yeah. Well, yeah, at some point I'll give it a go. This last week or so I've been in a manic kind of between imposter syndrome and everything else, trying to just push all the way through getting my first draft of the Adventure of the Gauntlet done. So I hadn't even read this week's comics until yesterday after coming back from my aunt's.
Yeah.
Because I was like, no, I'm not going to focus on anything else. I'm going to do this.
Yeah, you heard back from it yet? From him yet?
The deadline was Saturday for the first draft, so
Okay.
we're using a ma project management tool called Basecamp, and I uploaded the document and did put other contributors, any feedback, anything like that. And the first bit, because it's a Google document that's linked for comments and editing, I saw a notification going, so I'm going, oh, I don't know so much about this. And I was like quickly in going, like, as soon as we reached the Airbnb, I was like, okay, what's for Wi-Fi, what's this comment? And it was in I'd panicked unnecessarily with it, as it was, yeah, something that was incredibly easily fixable. And I've had about 16 comments on there, Some were some bigger things to rip apart and replace, three of which were pretty much like, this slaps with some of the elements with Wasp Venice, of like weird kind of fabric hands crawling up from the canal, trying to grasp at people and pull them down. A relic being an empty wasp's nest that yearns to be filled with life and stuff like that. It's like, I don't know how players are going to use this in an RPG, but fuck it. They'll think of something. Players are smart.
Shall we?
Let's. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to leave a note for, I think you're editing this one.
Okay, cool. So, good. Then I will edit out me badly singing Phantom Planet's California, and then I'm going to put it behind the outro instead, because
okay, all right, I've got a note here for when we kind of stop blabbering about the gauntlet. No offense.
No, this is all getting cut out. It's fine.